The commission met in regular session yesterday. It was a relatively quick meeting, but one of the highlights was the commission approved the guaranteed maximum price for bid package 2 for the Garden Rapids at the Big Pool, the new aquatics facility that's currently under construction. Bid package 1 was wrapped up about a month ago, and the commission had also approved some buy-up options to that first bid package. This gets the base package for the second set of items. These would be more along the lines of the features, the things that are above ground that people can see, and some of the changes to the building. They also approved an archway concept, and the commission went on to identify three more smaller items, one related to the parking lot, one related to the windows that would a window upgrade that would be added to the bathhouse, the existing bathhouse that's being preserved and repurposed. And the other is the a tile concept. So between those three things, the commission will finalize those plans. And then at that point, the entire guaranteed maximum price under this construction manager at risk model will be complete. We are excited that the project is well below what the commission authorized for bonding. We think it's pocketing in right around where the commission had projected and hoped it would come in. And in fact, we're probably getting more for that amount of money than we expected. And kind of a neat side note, the commission learned yesterday that the product manufacturer that has been selected to do the slides off of the slide tower has indicated that they would add a fifth slide at their expense, because it's of a style. It's a stand-up slide, and so they want to have a facility where they can have people come and see that. It was in one of the original proposals, original concept designs. However, it was a much larger slide at that point, and it was removed, early on in an attempt to get the project at an acceptable budget level, but this group would like to contribute that towards this project and feel like it's going to be a facility that they can bring people to down the road, and as a result, they're gonna add it at their expense. It's probably estimated to be around a $600,000 feature. So that's really nice, and we're pretty excited about that. Construction's underway. Facilities looking good. No surprises, which means the contingencies that are built into our budgets are probably going to be a realized savings. There's still a long ways to go, so there's still some things that can pop up as surprises, but the good news is we have plenty of contingency left. So looking forward to a May 31st, 2021 opening.